Some peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So good to be here this morning. We want to welcome everyone here to Leander Church of Christ, especially those of you who are visiting with us. We are grateful for your presence. What a wonderful day it is to come together and worship God. I'm certainly grateful, as I know you are, to hear the good news that a preaching minister is on the way. That wasn't supposed to be funny, but whatever. I also heard that he won't be here till March. So it's going to be harder to get rid of me than you thought. That was supposed to be funny. Seriously, though, this is what we've all been praying for all along. And so I'm confident and trust that this will be a tremendous blessing for the church here. If you want to follow along this morning with our text and get your Bible out and turn to John chapter 17, we're going to spend just a few moments, trust me, just a few moments this morning, focusing on a passage out of John 17. We've been focusing on missions this month, as you know. We've seen and heard a lot of great presentations of good work that is going on around the world, including what we saw just now this morning. I wonder if in any of these presentations we've taken the time to sort of stop and think about what the word mission really means. Every business and church nowadays has a mission or a mission statement. And sometimes those statements have very little to do with the literal meaning of the word. That's fine. Words evolve over the years. This one has. But that word missio, that we translate as mission, is simply the Latin word that means sending. And so when we talk about a mission, we are really talking about a sending forth. When we talk about a missionary means someone who has been sent. So with that in mind, again, briefly, I want to speak this morning from this text in John chapter 17. I'd like for us to hear a few verses out of this. Now, this admittedly is not one of those top 5 or 10 passages that we usually go to get people pumped up about missions. But I think that if we take a little time in this text, you'll see that not only is it relevant, but that it conveys principles that are foundational to the mission of the church. The context here is in a longer prayer by Jesus addressed to the Father. Let's pick it up in verse 13 and hear these words of the Lord. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. This is the word of the Lord. And it's in the context of these actually 4 chapters, John 14 through 17, which records many of the words of Jesus the night before his crucifixion. And we get a glimpse in these chapters, among other things, we get a glimpse into the relationship and the inner workings of the Father, Son, and Spirit, what later Christians would call the Trinity, or the triunity of God. In this high priestly prayer of John chapter 17, for instance, in verse 5, if you look back at verse 5, Jesus talks about the glory that he shared with the Father, quote, before the world began. There's a relationship there in God before or apart from creation. And one thing we see in these chapters and throughout Scripture is that before the world began, God is both a sending God and a God who is sent. In God Himself, in eternity, there is a sending forth and a being sent. God begets and is begotten. And so we speak of Father and Son. God sends and proceeds from. And so we speak of the breath or the Spirit that proceeds from God through the Son, Father, Son, and Spirit, the Trinity. God in Himself is already a divine mission team. That's what I intended actually for the sermon title this morning, the divine mission team. God in Himself is a divine mission team, complete with the sending and the being sent. And what we know is that what God is in Himself and from eternity, He is also in time and for us. Our God is a God who, in His creating and in His redeeming, is always reaching out to His people and reaching out to those who are not yet His people. And we see in John 14 through 17 that there's a lot of sending going on here, a lot of mission. God the Father sends, and the Son is sent. And it's emphasized throughout chapter 17. We're not going to read all these verses, but I've actually gone in my Bible and underlined that word sent. In John 17, 3, Jesus talks about being sent by the Father. In verse 8, that they believe that you sent me. Verse 18, that we just heard from a moment ago. Verse 21, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Verse 23, again, that they may know that you have sent me and have loved them. Verse 25, they know that you have sent me. So it's all throughout this chapter. And then again, verse 18 is what I want us to focus on this morning. As you, Father, sent me into the world. Now, if you were reading that in Latin, I encourage all of you to try that sometime this week. You would see the connection more clearly there. It's as you missisti. It's the verb form of that mission. As you sent me on this mission, you might think about it. That's mission there. Here in John 17, the Father sends the Son. And you also can't miss that throughout chapters 14 through 16, if you're familiar with this passage, the Son will be sending the Spirit, the Counselor or Advocate from the Father. That's the promise. And it's fulfilled when the Spirit is poured out later on all of God's people. But that's mission. That's the Son sending the Spirit. The Spirit of God. So notice in all of this that, again, God is the sender and the one being sent. God is the first missionary. This whole project of redemption from Genesis chapter 3 on is God's mission. God is the prototypical missionary. And we are the recipients of His mission of mercy. He is the model missionary. He is the one who goes out and seeks the lost and reaches out to redeem and to embrace. He sends His very self, His Son. And the Son humbles Himself to be sent and empties Himself in the sending. Like an effective missionary, the Son didn't come and then keep us at arm's length. He didn't come to live in an ivory palace, but He got down on our level. He became one of us. He became one with us and one with creation, so that we might become one with God. Not only does the Father send the Son, not only does the Son send the Spirit, but then the Son sends His Spirit-filled people. We are sent. And we see that in the second half here in verse 18, that as Jesus prays, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them, misi, I have sent them into the world. And so the missio, the mission, continues with us. We are called to participate in the mission of God. What a wonder and a joy it is to be called to be a part of the divine mission team. As we were reminded, as we heard from Luke chapter 4 this morning at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus' mission here on earth was to seek and to save the lost, to proclaim the gospel to the poor, to give recovery of sight to the blind, to release the captives from their imprisonment, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That was Jesus' mission. What then is the church's mission? Well, it's the same. The church, as the body of Christ, his hands and feet on earth here, so to speak, is to continue the mission of Christ. We are his ambassadors. We are sent to be in the world, but not of it. Where will you be sent this week? Being sent, being a missionary in the true sense of the word, doesn't necessarily mean being sent hundreds or thousands of miles away. When you walk out that door this morning, the moment your foot steps outside of this church building, you are being sent. Sent to be the body of Christ and to continue his mission. In baptism, you have put on Christ. You have clothed yourself with Christ. How will you be Christ in your workplace this week? How will you be Christ in your school this week? How will you be Christ in your neighborhood? How will you be Christ to your friends and family this week? We are sent to engage those that we come in contact with. And when we can, we participate in sending others to other places, to those places that are hundreds and thousands of miles away, places where people have not yet heard of the gospel and the good news of redemption. And so we pray for those we send. We encourage them. We finance them. In a moment, we will have an opportunity to do just that. So the mission of the church is not ours alone. It is God's mission. There's something bigger than us going on here. And we, by his grace, are invited to be a part of it. Will you be a part of it? Will you be sent? Will you be a light to the people around you this week? And will you give so that others may be sent? The Lord's invitation is yours this morning. May we respond like the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Here am I, send me." And as God has given everything to us, may we respond and give generously to him and to others. If you have a need this morning, or you would like the prayers of this church, or you would like to respond to the gospel with faith, with repentance, and putting on Christ in baptism, whatever your need is this morning, I'll be in the back with some shepherds. There will be others here at the front to receive you. If you have need, please make it known while we stand and sing.